Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we presented a number of kashas on the sugyan Sech Sukkah, by teaching your son Torah, and Shema, and we saw other sources that you also have to teach Lashon HaKodesh. And now we're going to present the Mahalach to start answering the kashas, based again on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Oreinenu l'shmo l'zichru tavis nefesh, Hagon Reb David Zatzal. Ketuv by Yerushalmi, Beperek Aleph Halacha Bet, the Rashbi Amar, Ilu Habakaim, Ature de Sinai, Beshata de Yahavit, Torali Israel, Havina Metbae, Kumara Hamana, Dit Bera, Levar Nasha Trey Pumin, Chad Habalai Beoraita, Chad David, Le Kol Tzorkei. Chazar Omar, Ma en chad hu, let alma yachil ka'im be'emin deletura delay, ilu havetrein alachat, kama v'chama. So he says that if I was in Har Sinai, when the Torah was being given, I would have asked God that he should create two mouths for men, one for learning, and one to do whatever he has to do, to take care of all of his needs. And then he said, you know what, I see how much Lashon Hara a man speaks with one mouth. Imagine how much he would speak with two. Alachas kama v'kama. So when it says, it's kol tzarchei for all of his needs, that means tefillah. It means tefillah. That's the other mouth. One mouth for Torah, one mouth for tefillah. As nara mevoar mizeh, shedibur shel Torah, סוג אחר לגמרי של דיבור הוא, באשר הם דברי תורה ששורשם למעלה ואינם עניין לדיבורים הקשורים לעולם הזה. ולכן פה, שהוא כוח הדיבור, הרי מאחר ששני ענייני דיבור שונים הם לגמרי זה מזה, הרי יש לעשות פה נפרד לדיבור זה, ויהיה פה מיוחד לכוח הדיבור של דברי תורה, ויהיה כוח דיבור נפרד לשאר הדיבורים הקשורים לעולם הזה. אלא שמחמת הסיבה המבוארת בירושלמי, לא נעשה כן הדבר בעיקר הבריאה, אף על פי שמצד עצמו, כן היה נכון הדבר. אז you see from here that the Dibur of Torah is a different sug, a different category, completely different category of Dibur than all the other Diburim, and therefore, it would be worthwhile to have a mouth just for Torah. Because it's its own category. Speaking words of Torah, their own category. So Mamela, we should have our own mouth for Torah. It requires its own unique koach hadibur. And then another mouth for Inyanei Olam Hazeh. Even for Tefillah. And that's apparently what it means in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, that daf pei tes amar Yitzchak, ma'adich siv omnam elam ilam tzedek tedaberun, meisharam tish b'tu b'nei adam, amnal shalad mo'adam hazi, yos ma'atzmo ke'ile. Yochel af li return tzamador k'ter tzedek tedaberun, yochel yag yisayet tzamador, meisharam tish b'tu b'nei adam. So יש פה גמרא שאומרת, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk in Tehillim, 58:2, ha'umnam, Elam tzedek tedaberun, meisharim tishpatu b'nei adam. Do you indeed speak as a righteous company? Do you judge with equity the sons of men? So we darish in the pasuk as follows: what should a person's occupation be? That's what this means. Ha'umnam milashon umanut. What should a person's occupation be in this world? He should render himself silent. That's umnam elam, meaning elam. Pas is elam, so we dash in elam. That in this world, your job is to make yourself like an elam. And the Gemara says, am I thinking for even for Divrei Torah, you should make yourself like an Elam? And the Gemara's response is, no, that is not the case. But rather, Tzedek tedaberu. You should speak as a righteous company. So you should speak righteous words of Torah. You should speak righteously. And then the Gemara continues. Yachol yagis daito. I might think that you should you have the right to become arrogant. So therefore the pasuk says, no, you really don't. You should judge with equity, Mesharim, the sons of men. Even a learned judge must take extra care to judge with equity and not assume that he will immediately arrive at the correct understanding. So one is not allowed to become arrogant. So there's a lot of kashas in this Gemara. One is, what is the inyan of umnus? Well, why is that your craft? Being silent is a craft? Mazeh kashul the craft. Number two, what does it mean when it says, what's your umnus? Mashmi, your only umnus. If that's what you're, that's the only thing you're supposed to do in this world, you're not supposed to keep Torah and mitzvahs. It's mashmi, that's what you're doing in this world. What are you doing in this world? You're remaining silent. Mapitom. Number three, what do you mean, Yasa Atzmo Ki Ilein? Don't make yourself like an Ilein. Say that, don't speak words that aren't Torah. Why do you have to call it being mute? Make yourself mute, make yourself like an Ilein. Why does the Gemara have to define it as making yourself like an Ilein? And the simple meaning of the pasuk, Eilem is Milashon Alumot, which is grouped. That's why I translated it as company. So the kasha is, and this according to the Mefarshim, is talking about Doeg and Achitofel v'Domeim, that they are Gedolim b'Torah, they paskin, but they're also Rishayim Gemurim. Other people say it's talking about Sarei Shaul. The first is the, and this is Sforno, and the other is the Shiurei Sforno. Miksavya Talmido al Sefer Tehillim, which was printed in Beit Shemesh in the year Tufshin Pei, a recent edition. In any event, so again, we have three kashas in the meantime. The first kasha is, what does it have to do with an umnus? Second kasha is, it's mashma, that's the only thing he's doing in this world. What about keeping mitzvahs? Third thing is, why Ilam? Just say not to speak to Ram Taylor. Number four, what's that gushan olam hazeh? It's pshita, that's where you have a mouth. It says, ma umnus shalom olam hazeh. Number five, the Pashas Mashman, so writes the Rif. And then Yaakov, the Nidon Azal Misha Boile Matzman Bishas Mariva, that's what the Gemara is talking about over there. And Elam is Bishas Mariva. The Nidon of the Gemara is that Yechel Afil Divrei Torah says. The Nidon is not Bishas Mariva. It's talking about being an Elam Legamre. And it says that the Divrei Torah is the only exception to this rule. So Mazikashul, we're talking about being an Elam at Bishas Mariva. Keep your mouth shut when it's a quarrel. Avapo, Roim Shazeb Lenin Divrei Torah. In other words, you should speak for Torah, not for other things. It's not coherent with the sugya. The sugya is talking about being an Ilan Bishas Mariva. Number six, what does it mean? Yachol Yegis Daito. Mazi Yegis Daito. Person should be an Ilan? And what's the Havamina? That the person should be about, the person's going to be a Baal Gaiva. The Gemara says that you should make yourself an Ilan in this world. Make yourself silent in this world. And but what about Divrei Torah? No, Divrei Torah should speak. You're going to be Gaivadik. Well, why would I be a Megis Das? Why would I have Gaiva? Mahava Minapo. Asina Yeshlanu, and without the pots, with in other words, you need the pasuk to tell you not to be Megis Daitos. Pshita. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That based on the Yerushalmi, that since Mitzad Atzmo Rashbi was correct, that for Divrei Torah, you should require another separate mouth, and for your own needs, you should require, which some say means tefillah or other things, for tzrachav, like the Gemara says. You should have a separate mouth because Torah requires its own mouth. So even after, because of the reason of the Yerushalmi, that people are speaking so much deleterious, but speaking so much Lashon Hara, we don't have two mouths, and we don't have one mouth just purely for Divrei Torah. Nevertheless, the pasuk of Elam Tzedek, Shumnas v'shaladam, in other words, Umnos is Umnos tikun kli, that your craft is lasot et koach hadibur shel piv liot perak leDivrei Torah. That's your craft. You have to craft out your mouth that you're only speaking Torah. Kedugmat ha'peh ha'nefrad she'atzich liot b'matan Torah. It's like the separate mouth that should have been in Matan Torah. If not for the reason of the Yerushalmi says ideally we should have had a separate mouth, but then it says in the end we can't. But ideally we should. So Mamela, you should make sure that you see that the mouth that Torah requires its own koach hadibur. So Mamela, do your best to only speak Divrei Torah. And then you'll have a mouth only for Divrei Torah. Can't have two mouths, but at least make the one mouth you have only for Divrei Torah. And regarding other things, it should be like an ilang. You don't have a mouth at all, because what else is you can't use your mouth for anything else, because it should only be for Divrei Torah. And that's why it's talui in ma'um naso. That's the meaning of umnos. Umnos is your metake and a kli. You craft a kli, craft a vessel. So that's what you have to do. You have to craft your mouth that it's only for Divrei Torah. And that's why it's umnos ba'olam hazeh. Because that's the only umnos you have in this world. Because since you're in this world, that's why it says olam hazeh. Rak mishim hayoto shel ha'adam b'olam hazeh, shel ha'idei zeh piv kli shel olam hazeh hu, hu ma shemitchayev shelo yeh ken klapei Torah, sheshorsha lemala, ve'ina inyan l'olam hazeh. So in other words, it says you're an olam hazeh, because olam hazeh, you're using your mouth for other things. Saying despite that, you should use your mouth for something that's himmeldik, something that's heavenly, like Torah, and that's your umnes in this world. She'ein divrei Torah inyan lahem. With the full peef, shelo yeh peh shel olam hazeh. In other words, make your peh not olam hazedik. Make your peh supernatural. Make your peh out of this world. It should be peh of divrei Torah. And therefore, make craft it out that it's only for Torah. And then it says about that, yochel yagis daito. In other words, it's like we see in this pasuk, shekoach yesh lo le'adam, לשנות את מהותו ומציאותו, להיות בו מהות ומציאות מיוחדת ושונה של פשע לברי תורה. Since you can change your essence, your reality, and you can become an essence in a reality, a unique essence in reality that's different, that it's your pezel and your Torah dig. So Mamela comes out from this, that you're שממש אדם מסוג אחר. You are a different category of human being. ועל ידי זה הרי אכן, ממילא נעלו הכל שאר בני אדם שהם במציאות זו. So therefore, you then become more elevated than other people who do not share this very unique and elevated mitzvah. So you really are more chashuv. So there's a difference between a Israel and an Akum. So there is room for a person being proud of the fact that he's a Jew. Jewish pride. So this person should also have pride. Should have pride in the fact that his mouth is only for Divrei Torah. Not like everybody else is using their mouth for Divrei Chol. Be'al zeh yalfin ha'mikra, de'meshparin tishpatu b'nei adam, de'mikol mokom eino lahagis daitu b'zeh. So once you crafted your mouth into an only Divrei Torah dik mouth, you might think, properly, that you should have, you should feel kind of about this. And the answer is no. Xeris HaKosu that no. And that's the Marsha there explains based on the Gemara Tanya 20b. Those are Reb Shimon. I did that to Gasol of Mipnei Shalom at Torah Harbi, who learned a lot of Torah, Mizdan and Rodem Echot. And then Reb Shimon said, Kama Bechor Sa'ish. And he said, go to the craftsman that made me. Reading the craftsman that made me, Elohim Asas Elim Yashar. Right? He made you me ugly. This is the way God made me. That's the straight way. It's the Marsha over there, Ayin Sham. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Nidon is Be'yato Be'bliya Na'alet Yoter Mimi She'im Peh B'shel Divrei Torah. אבל הרי כנ"ל נברא העולם בפה, כזה שאינו דווקא לדברי תורה. This person who's only Toradic is higher, is more elevated than somebody whose peh is speaking דברי חול. But like we said, the world was created with such a mouth that it's not dafka the Divrei Torah. And this metzias, that our mouth is used also for non-Divrei Torah, is part of the metzias of a person. That's Meisharim. That's like the Marasha says, Elokim Asas Elim Yashar. That's the Yashrus of Hashem. He made man. The way he made man is Yashrus. Everybody is made with Yashrus. And the Yashrus, the correct way is that our mouth is being used for non-Divrei Torah also. And that's the chiddush, special chiddush of the pasuk Shol Hagizdaito. Shitchayavnu lishpot et bnei adam lufi ha-mesharim. We have to judge people according to Yashrus. And according to Yashrus, our peh is also used for non-divrei Torah. And not to see it as a pagam. To see it as a pagam is going to be hagasas hadas. The person's going to feel pride, feel arrogant. And therefore it says, don't have pride. Don't be megizdaito. That's the Mahalach in the Tzugya, based on the Yerushalmi. So now we understand why it's compared to an onus, because that's, you have to craft out that your mouth should be a kli only for Torah. And that's why it's called the, right, what about keeping other Torah mitzvahs? That's not a craft. This is a craft, this is a tikkun kli. Keeping Torah mitzvahs is not a tikkun kli. That's why this is called an onus. Only this. That's why it should be called like, it should be like an ilay. Because you shouldn't have a mouth for anything else, because your Torah mouth should only be Toradic. It shouldn't work for anything else. Like we see Rashbi by Har Sinai would have asked for one mouth. And that gushes on Olam Hazik, because your mouth is, and Olam has it for other things. Nevertheless, you should still use it only for Torah. And that's the Havamin of Yochel Yagizdaito. You might think you should have Gaiva because this person is really elevated from everybody else, but then you have to remember Meisharim Tishpitu B'nei Adam. You have to judge them up Yashrus and up Yashrus Shemeyas with mouths that are used also for Divrei Chol, for non-Torah. We're still left with the kasha that the Pasuk of Zohar are talking about Bishabol and Pibashas and Riva. The Gemara is Zohar talking about Bishabol and Pibashas and Riva, it's not Bishas and Riva. הקורא אנחנו מתקדמים על לפי זה נראה בדעת דרשת הספרי מהפסוק של לדבר בם שיקרו שלא רק חיוב של לימוד תורה ישנו לאב על הבן אלא שבכלל חיוב זה ישנו גם כן חיוב לפעול במעשה שהלדבר של הבן שהוא כוח הדיבור שישנו בפיו יהיה דיבור של תורה כנ"ל מדברי הגמרא בחולין שישנו עניין זה של השבויה לדבר של האדם שיהיה זה לדבר של תורה, ואם כמובן זה נפל מיד אצל הבן צריך לזה עבודת חיים, זה אומנותו של האדם בעולם הזה, דהיים שצריך לזה את כל חיי העולם הזה, אבל כמו שכתב רשי, אני רוצה שיהיה זה לימוד דיבורו. ובהמשך דבר הפתעה זה רשי בזמן שהתינוק מתחיל לדבר, והיום שהתחייב עליו לעשות שבתחילת כוח הדיבור של הבן, שאז הוא, הזמן שנוצר בו כוח הדיבור, שתהיה ביצירה זו דיבור של תורה. וזה כלול בפסוק, תורה ציווה לנו משה כלהלן. וזה כדי להקל אחר כך על עבודת הבן באומנותו, בפעולה, בכוח דיבור שלו אחרי שכך נקבע כן, על ידי חינוך אב בעצם יצירת הכוח בו. ושאפרי ילפין אני ממש שכתוב לדבר בם גם את עניין זה, אז ממה למתחייב מזה שיהיה זה מתחילת דיבורו של הבן, אם לא כן, מה הפעולה יש בזה? אחרי שבלאו הכי את הדבר צריך, אז את הדבר צריך הבן לעשות, את הדבר הזה צריך הבן לעשות במשך כל ימי חייו, ולא אב. בכל שלא נקבע כן ביסוד הכוח שהוא תחילת דיבורו של הבן, מה יועיל בזה מעשה אב? שפרי יפין מצד עצמו שיחליף מתחילת דיבורו של הבן. The job of the father is to create within his son this metzius that his mouth is only going to be for Torah. So of course that's not going to be, it's not going to be immediate. It's a life's job. But that's the ideal. And therefore it has to be, like Rashi says, a lashon of tchilas limudo shel tchilas limud diburo. The beginning of lamud means ragil also. Lamud means accustomed. In other words, the beginning of accustoming him to speak has to be in Lashon HaKodesh in Torah. As his mouth, yeah, that's why it says you have to teach in Torah Tzibulana Moshe, that his mouth should be an only Dvar Torah mouth. That's the job of the father. And it starts from the get-go. That's when it's to make it easier on the son. And when he gets older, it has to be from the very beginning. When the child starts to speak, when he has this Koach HaDibur, then the father already is trying tries to create this creation of a Dibur of Torah in order to make it easier on the son afterwards. Because then it becomes more second nature. So that's how it started with him. So it has to be Yisodo, it has to be from the get-go. That also pshat, that's learned from the Dabar Bam. The Gemara learns to teach your children Torah ki echad deligur suba, in order that they should chazer it, they should keep learning. So what about isn't there value just to teaching your son Torah? Like Muri Benaychu ki echad deligur suba, just like Muri Benaychu should be enough. What does it mean ki echad deligur suba, in order that they should keep learning and learning? The answer is that you want to make this koach in the peh, so that your peh should be a peh of divrei Torah. The peh should be a lo pasek pum emigirsa dik a peh. So that's what's taught in the Daber Bam, that there's going to be a totsa of ligur suba kol yimei chayeh, that all of the child's life, the child's going to be learning. Now we understand why the Sifri is told it in the meter of Benechem v'lo b'na Sechem. Because that's only klapei Torah shenitnu l'bnei adam b'matkun ta'alokit, shezeh dibur misug acher. So we're talking about the Torah which was given to man in its godly form. That's a different type of dibur. This you need a special dibur. And we see this from the meter of Benechem v'lo b'na Sechem. And therefore, it's a hakdama to the drasha of Dibartim. The Maratim was some as Benechem with Dabar Bam. So first we darshan Benechem, Belob no Sechem. And that's because when women learn Torah, why do they have to say Berachas Torah? They have to say Berachas Torah because of the because they have to learn the mitzvahs that are shaykh to them. Besides Talmud Torah, there's also an inyan yuchad of Torah Manas Lasos. Women are chayv in Torah Manas Lasos, even though they're not chayv in Talmud Torah Be'etzem. Kayyadua Kamafursim. So it would appear pashut according to this that limud b'Torah Shaluman Manas Lasos is not included in the inyan yuchad of Torah Manas Shemayim. ונשארה דבר של שמיים המחייב פה מיוחד לדיבור מיוחד זה, שהיה על מנת לעשות ינהוג בעשייה בעולם הזה, ואלה כן גם בלימוד בה. What's the point of learning? עולם הזה. And only when one's learning Torah מתעל עצמו, that's Torah שמיים. That's the catcher of דברי שמיים. And that's מחייב את עצמו כוח הדיבור. In other words, this is a peh, and that for olam hazeh, we were contrasting it before with the peh of olam hazeh. Peh of olam hazeh speaks of olam hazeh dika things. We want to make a himmel dika peh, a shemayim dika peh. So that's only when your Torah is a mitzvah that it's Torah min shemayim. And that's only for men who are only chayav to learn Torah. They have a chayav in learning Torah be'etzim, as opposed to women who are just learning in order to do. So a woman's limud haTorah is more shayach to olam hazeh. So maybe they don't have to make their peh into a peh of shemayim. So therefore, first we make the miyut of b'neichem lo b'naseichem. The pasuk says that you should teach your son, not your daughters, because the daughters are only almanas lasis. Almanas lasis doesn't require that you make your mouth into a heavenly mouth, because almanas lasis is related to this world. But the son, you have to teach him when he starts to speak. You have to be margulim, you have to cause him to speaking words of Torah. It should be a himmel de kapeh, it should be a shemayim de kapeh. Should be a heavenly mouth. So Matakam also says Benechem Lobna Sechem and the Dabir Bam. To speak only in it, but it's Dafka Banim. That Banim have to be accustomed to be speaking only Torah. And not Banos. Banos is just Amnas Lasis. Banim have to make it that their mouths are only for Torah. Because they're chayim talm Torah be'etzin. Why are we chayim talm Torah be'etzin? Because it's shemayim. We're doing a chayim talm Torah in order to know what to do. That's why the Sifri put the two together. Ma'atam asam b'nechem lo b'naseichem, and invite her to when your son starts to speak, speak to him lashon hakodesh, teach him Torah. So. If you do, then you have a long life. And if not, you katsu yamechem. So otherwise, it's going to be a short life. Chas v'shalom. Why? Because the chayim, life is talui in that you teach your son the pasuk of Torah Tzivulana Moshe. What's the kesher? It says only if you teach your son Torah. What Torah? Torah Tzivulana Moshe. Only then you're going to have a long life. Anyway, the kid doesn't really understand what you're saying. He knows how to speak. He doesn't understand very much. You could look there in the Amakan kind of Sivan the Sifri. So it's like saying, oh, if you teach him Torah, so then you're going to live, and if not, he's going to live, and if not, he's going to die. It seems like a Dabar Skuli. It seems like some type of Skula. And when it says if you speak to them in Torah, then it's going to be mezakim in long life. But who says that if you don't, it's going to bring to Misa? Right? It says, Rada Kovro Chaim, very, very Chamar Dikalashan, and the Tefri. Raylo Kiyu Kovro. Wow. Why is that? So he doesn't have the school of starting off with Torah, but why is it so chamor? Doesn't really understand. He's a little kid anyway. He barely understands what you're saying. So based on what we said, the yikar is al shvuyeh l'shona. K'losh and shenu the beres el dibrei Torah. You want to make his mouth a mouth that only speaks learning. And memela mufka koyach adibur shalom v'dibrei l'shon hara. And Mimela's mouth isn't going to speak Lashon Hara, that brings to death. Like Rabbi Alexandri, Baba Yechai, Abu Zara, 19b. Sigin Erchen Lashon Tlisai, Kotu Tlisai. Hari Gum Sapal, and Kabul Omer kills you. It kills the person said about it, kills the person hearing it, kills the person who's saying it. A lot of Einish Noiloyim, Onoshim Noiloyim, horrific punishments, someone speaks Lashon Hara. So a person's in Sakhanas Chaim. If his mouth is more willing to break Torah, then he wants to be Lashon Hara, otherwise he wants to be Lashon Hara. That's the Sakhanas Mavis. That he's going to end up speaking Lashon Hara and that's going to kill him. So that's what Taka shortens a person's life. So here we're talking about being Margil the Pell to speak to break Torah. So if he is great, otherwise he's in mortal danger. אוקיי, okay, זה סייעתא דשמיא טריפיק, וברצות השם דרכנו אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, בשיעור הבא, ונראה עוד נפלאות, עוד לא תירצנו את כל הקושיות, רק אנחנו הצענו מהלך להתחיל ליישב את הקושיות, וראינו כבר נפלאות, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך. All right, thank you so much for listening, שלום שלום.